In Revelation 3, 15 through 19, the Lord says to the church of the Laodiceans, at the end of the church age and at the final stage of apostasy, I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked, I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Many pastors believe that the saved will go to heaven, but be without reward should they not follow after Christ after salvation. Whether one agrees with that or not, the Bible shows that at the end of the church age, the Lord will be outside the Laodicean church, Revelation 3:20. Nonetheless, he will still be there for the individual, just as he, while on earth as the second Adam, still appealed to the individual after the nation Israel rejected his rule over the nation. If any man will hear my voice, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me, Revelation 3:20. The final result of the apostasy will be the great ecclesiastical harlot spoken of in Revelation 17 and 18. In Revelation 17 is Mystery Babylon, the apostate church. As Dr. J. Vernon McGee tells us, and you can get the full sight in God Betrayed, the church of Thyatira described in Revelation 2:18 through 29, which permitted Jezebel to teach, will become the apostate church of the Great Tribulation. It will attain the goal of the present-day apostates of all the great systems of the world, Romanism, Protestantism, pagan religions, cults, and isms. Even in our so-called independent Bible churches, there will be those who are not believers, and during the tribulation, they will join this great organization that may call itself a church but is not. The Bible calls it a harlot. The true church will not go through the great tribulation. It will be raptured out before the tribulation begins. True believers, the true church, will be glorified, Matthew 13:36 through 43, Romans 8:18 through 23. The Lord will rapture the dead in Christ and the true church. 1 Thessalonians 4:16 and 17 says, For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. And the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Ecclesiastical Babylon, that is apostate Christendom, the harlot whom the many biblical scholars logically conclude will be headed up under the papacy, and which will at that time condone every iniquity of the rich and will be corrupted to the core by commercialism, wealth, and luxury, will be destroyed by political Babylon, that is by the nations. And political Babylon, the nations, will be crushed by Christ when they come against Israel at the end of the tribulation. See Revelation 17:15 through 18. All this will happen because men choose to succumb to Satan's principles in order to satisfy their lusts.